lines as far as what fidelity dictates. The main reason why people will never be able to get an accurate count on what infidelity is because while most laws define infidelity as only bumping uglies, many people define infidelity as anything that they do not like. So I guess it's kind of safe to say that infidelity, or the ramifications of, can partly be based on the emotions of the parties involved. Another thing about infidelity, which is beneficial and, at the same time, confusing, is that aside from everybody having their own interpretations of what infidelity means to them, many people have their own interpretations of what an actual relationship is as well. Many people are in relationships without complete communication, or if not a relationship without complete communication, then a relationship without completely communicating to each other. The one thing that they do not completely communicate to each other is what a relationship means to each of them, and not only communicate that, but come to an agreement on the acceptance of. This has been a big problem in the world of infidelity, because many women use the silence as acceptance thing when it comes to what a relationship is. In other words, if they express to men whom they are interested in what their idea of a perfect relationship is, and the men do not object or give their opinion and input, then the belief will be, in these women's minds, that the men are in complete agreement. Here's an interesting but seemingly not well-known tidbit. Sometimes men will agree with women just to get them to shut the hell up. Many times, women will consider a relationship initiated when there is consummation of that union. Men, on the other hand, will many times assume that the relationship is an actual relationship when there is the promise of at least a discussion and acceptance of exclusivity. So in layman's terms, a dude can have sex with a female again and again without feeling as if there is any type of commitment, because he hasn't asked for and received one, but the female will be believing that the man is cheating if he sleeps with somebody after he sleeps with her, because the relationship was assumed to be exclusive. Now, do you see why communication is crucial for relationships to be happy? One of the confusing things about infidelity is the fact that it is closely related to an actual monogamous relationship. Kinda like the same way many cold symptoms mimic the symptoms of many other more serious diseases, and vice versa. When it comes to a relationship, people who cheat most often attempt to make their cheating relationship mimic what either occurs in their committed relationship, minus the cheating of course, or they try and mimic what happens in some other regular relationship where there is no cheating going on at all. This is sometimes perpetrated by the couple holding hands, going shopping, spending countless amounts of time communicating by every mode of communication possible, and even staring into each other's eyes with that teenage stargaze look that people usually only have when they are in the new stages of a relationship or deep in the stronghold of love. People who are cheating, for the most part, do not usually don sunglasses, trench coats, and use rental car services to make those clandestine appointments and the like, which I personally believe should be the industry standard when it comes to rules regarding infidelity. What they usually do is walk around just like the person they are having the affair with is nothing more than a friend. Here's the stipulation regarding infidelity which helps those who commit it get away with their indiscretions. If people don't see the actual act of infidelity occurring, which almost nobody except those committing the act and your random peeping Tom with a pair of high-powered binoculars probably would, then more than likely the perception will be that the couple is nothing more than a couple of good platonic friends. This is one of those things which is commonly referred to as a situation, which resembles infidelity, and here's the reason why. Almost nobody in his or her cotton-pickin' mind is going to say to the significant other, "Hey, hun, I'm cheating on you." Nobody in their right mind will intentionally leave clues around that they know may cause them to get caught in the act of infidelity or that will cause them severe detriment with the significant other. As what getting caught in the act of infidelity or causing the significant other to become overly suspicious would normally do, unless they just didn't care about the significant other and wanted a quick and painless way out of the relationship. This is why it is sometimes so darn hard to decipher what infidelity actually is. Now, aside from the legal separation of infidelity, there is what's commonly called inappropriateness. There is also